News. I'm Sherry Preston. An explosion ringing out in Qatar's capital city of Doha. It's not exactly clear what exploded. Meantime, Israel says its air force has carried out a targeted strike against Hamas leaders, but Israel won't say where. President Trump decrying the letter and drawing attributed to him in the so-called birthday book, a present for sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Trump denying that he wrote and drew it as more lawmakers push for a vote on releasing all the Epstein information the Justice Department has.
That push to force a vote up here on Capitol Hill to release all of the FBI's Epstein files is just two signatures away from becoming a reality. Its GOP leader, Congressman Thomas Massie, can either convince two of his Republican colleagues to sign on, or he can just wait until about the end of the month when two more special elections will likely add two more Democrats to Congress.
ABC's Jay O'Brien, Supreme Court allowing immigration raids to resume in Los Angeles. This is ABC News. Nationwide tests show a troubling trend in education is continuing.
The nation's report card measures academic achievement in 12th and 8th graders, and the numbers show a continued decline. In reading, 32% of high school seniors scored below basic, meaning they could not find details in text to help them understand meaning. The average reading score is the lowest since this assessment began in 1992. In math, just 33% of high school seniors were considered academically prepared for college-level math. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The report card continuing to blame the pandemic for learning losses. Nepal tried to ban social media this week, and the nation protested loudly. When crowds took to the streets of Kathmandu, police opened fire on them, killing 19. The protesters then burned the homes of some of Nepal's top leaders. The prime minister has now resigned over it, and the social media ban has been lifted. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich is taking the lead in challenging our community to be more active by inviting the public to come out and walk with him at City Hall. We'll drop by, join the walk today, and chat with the mayor for a bit. I'll let you know what he says about why he's doing these walks and more about how you can come join us. That's coming up a bit later today. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley officially launched his campaign for governor this morning. He becomes the second Democrat to enter the race after Governor Tony Evers announced he would not seek re-election. Crowley joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who jumped in the race the day after Evers' decision. In a campaign video, Crowley attacked Republicans and President Donald Trump, saying Wisconsin needs to unite and fight back. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien are running, while Representative Tom Tiffany is still weighing a bid. And now that the Packers got the season off to a great start, you have a chance to join the winning team yourself. The Packers are holding a series of job fairs this month, looking for people to help host the home crowd at Lambeau this season. The next walk-in job fair with on-site interviews will be in the Lambeau Field Atrium on September 17th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Some injuries for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers have 14 players on the injury list following Sunday's win over the Lions. New additions include right tackle Zach Tom with a sore hip, left guard Aaron Banks listed with an ankle. The Packers host the Washington Commanders this Thursday night, kickoff at 7:15. On Monday Night Football, the Vikings beat the Bears in Chicago, 27-24. Baseball, the Brewers face the Rangers tonight in Arlington, Texas. The crew shut out by the Rangers last night, 5-0. Milwaukee's Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until the fifth when Michael Hellman hit a grand slam with two outs. Pat Murphy.
You get two outs in the inning and make an 0-2 pitch that just doesn't get to where you want. Unfortunate, and great credit to the Rangers hitter who drove in all five runs, I believe, tonight. Great credit to him. Credit to their starting pitching. Starting pitcher. He was fantastic. The catchers, I've always liked this kid. He really does a great job behind the dish.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A beautiful September day on tap with mostly sunny skies with a high near 75. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, just an isolated shower possible, a low of 58. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine again, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
WGBW.
Texas in the nation. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party and try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. On her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW, and good Tuesday morning to you. I'm Laura McKenna. I have a question to start the morning off with about finders keepers on the football field after watching last night's game. That is coming up in about 9 minutes right here on WGBW.
Not mine. We're not against memories, but you don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Time.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. That's Band of Gold. I'm Laura McKenna, and I actually have a jewelry question for you. So watching last night's Monday Night Football game, which, first of all, surprises on you if you went to bed early again because who you thought was going to win didn't end up the final victor. So my question comes, though, with Justin Jefferson and all of his necklaces and just bedazzled gems and, I mean, just so much bling. If his necklaces get ripped off during gameplay, is it finders keepers on the football field? Because I feel like you kind of took a chance there. Do you have to return it, or do you just go, well, looks like it's mine now?
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, I got your Wednesday date night idea right here. That's right, it's another new Wisco 411. And Wednesday, September 10th, starting at 5:30 p.m. when the doors open, it's the 6:30 Concert Series Resch Institute of Music Faculty Showcase at the Widener, where you'll get to hear beautiful performances by faculty and alumni and so much more. And what's great about this? It's free to attend, completely open to the public. So try something new for date night this week. Head to WGBW.FM and click events to find out more.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Thank you. Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW, with news on demand for you anytime at our website at WGBW.fm, and also on the way in less than five.
Just holding you tight. So
Timeless Hits on 97.9 WGBW. Let's hear from our WGBW newsroom and get you another local news update.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Terry Barr with this local news update. If you're a Packers or Brewers season ticket holder, there's a new consumer alert, and you'll want to check your account to be sure your tickets haven't been stolen. Officials with the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection say sports fans across Wisconsin are reporting their season tickets have been transferred out of their accounts by scammers. It's not known how many fans may be impacted, and officials say this type of theft isn't common. So again, check your ticket account. We continue to track updates on the 24 cases of measles reported in Oconto County. And now the state has a new way for you to keep up with the numbers. Joanne Krulutz explains.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new dashboard aimed at keeping residents informed on the spread of measles cases in the state. The dashboard will be updated on Tuesdays and Fridays to include a current total case count, overall vaccination rates, and if there are any measles-related deaths. The dashboard can be located on the agency's Outbreaks and Investigations webpage.
And while vaccines can be a good defense in trying to keep your kids healthy now that everybody's back to school, Dr. Casey Freimiller says there's something else your kids can do. Wash their hands.
Using soap and water and a quality amount of time. We talk about singing the ABCs. It really goes a long way to getting all the dirt and grime and the viruses and bacteria that can kind of be harbored on our hands. And frequently after using the bathroom, before eating, after playing outside.
Remind your kids to cover their mouths when they cough or sneeze to stop the spread of germs in the classroom. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Terry Barr, 97.9 WGBW News.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A beautiful September day on tap with mostly sunny skies with a high near 75. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, just an isolated shower possible, a low of 58. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine again, high temperatures in the mid-70s. It's 58 at our studios.
WGBW.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. That your elders grew wise, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 FM. We are WGBW, and we would like to hook you up with a little date night on us. Details on how to win coming up in 10 minutes.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. Children, not to do what I have done. Spend your lives in sin and misery in the house of the rising sun.
Yeah.
do it. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have some woman and you really care. Yeah, yeah. Then it's all you fellas who better beware. Yeah, yeah. So light is out to get your lady. A few of your buddies, they sure look shady. Blades are long, threads tight in their fists, aiming straight at your back, and I don't think they'll miss.
What they do? They smile.
News and Timeless Hits. We are 97.9 and WGBW, and we would love to send you on a date night. Your chance to win with Eric Westfall this afternoon again and every day this week from 2 until 6. Make sure to tune in because Eric has your tickets for The Play That Goes Wrong. Your date night is going to be perfect, but the play going to go a little haywire. And that is going to be in Abrams. It's happening on the weekend of the 19th through the 21st. And your chance to win those tickets right here on 97.9 FM.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Now with everyday people and every day, you know, we've got another news update coming up at 10.
Sometimes I'm right.
WGBW, sharing Green Bay on the internet. WGBW.fm.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. Love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. I love like us. As long as I have you near me, bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die. Stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
This time you're really sure, and this is the end. They say you really mean it. This guy's the one that makes you feel so safe, so sane, and so secure. And baby, if he loves you more than me, maybe it's the best thing. Maybe it's the best thing for you. But it's the worst that could happen.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The job market in 2024 and earlier this year, much weaker than originally reported. Preliminary revised numbers released today by the Labor Department show employers added 991,000 fewer jobs to the U.S. economy than we thought. Israel launching a strike targeting Hamas's leadership in Qatar, widening its campaign against the militant group as talks on ending the war in Gaza reach a stalemate. ABC's Ian Paddle in Jerusalem says the normalization of relations between Israel and its Arab neighbors could be in jeopardy following the strike in Doha.
The Abraham Accords were a process, a diplomatic process pushed by the United States, whereby Israel normalized relations with many Arab countries that previously were sworn enemies. And that whole process, I think, now is going to be thrown into question.
President Trump in the White House denying he was the author of an entry in Jeffrey Epstein's birthday book. This is ABC News. It's one of the most popular online games in the world with 112 million daily users. But Roblox is still the target of criticism from those who say it poses a threat to kids. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Roblox Corporation is expanding its use of facial age estimation technology for people signing up to play the wildly popular game.
The problem is that they're not always right, that technology has failed many, many times.
Criminologist Dr. Alex Del Carmen.
And kids have a way to get around that.
In